Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment. And I'm excited about this guest. This is going to be interesting. From Travel Channel's Expedition Unknown, Hunt for Extraterrestrials, I'm excited to welcome to the program Josh Gates. Josh, thanks for calling. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, man. How you doing?
Fantastic, Josh. Now, let's see how you got involved with extraterrestrials before we get into this show. Have you always been interested in this subject?
I have, actually. I grew up as kind of a sci-fi geek. You know, I was obsessed with Star Trek. I think I've seen every episode of the original series and Next Generation, probably. I loved sci-fi books. I loved Ray Bradbury. I loved Twilight Zone, all that stuff. So I did. I always loved this stuff growing up, and I think like a lot of people, actually I think like everybody, I have certainly spent some time thinking about this question of, are we alone in the universe? I don't think there's a person in the world that hasn't looked up at the stars and thought, what's really out there? You know. So for me, I've always had a fascination with this.
Very interesting. And so you were fascinated. You thought this is something, a really interesting topic, but you wouldn't call yourself a scientist in this way of embarking on this journey. So what kind of got you involved with Travel Channel to go out and look for evidence of extraterrestrial life?
Well, you know, the show that I host for Travel Channel, Expedition Unknown, is all about just that. It's about exploring the unknown. Our show normally takes us around the world investigating archaeological mysteries, legends, you know, buried treasures, lost cities, things like that. And this was an opportunity for us to explore the unknown kind of, instead of underneath our feet, up in the heavens, you know. And so what we did is we put together a big four-part special, so this is 4 one-hour shows, where we literally travel around the world. We traveled more than 50,000 miles to 4 continents to make this show. And we wanted to ask this question, are we alone in the universe, in a lot of different ways. So we met with the world's leading scientists. We met with astronauts. We actually spoke to astronauts in orbit up in the space station. We went and visited some of the most cool, badass, giant telescopes in the world that are looking for life out in the universe. And we met with eyewitnesses. We met with people who claim they've had personal encounters. And so we really spanned the globe trying to attack this question from a lot of different sides, and to really see what's out there, what's real, what's nonsense, and, you know, could there really be life out in the universe?
How many people believe there is, Josh, when you go and search and look for these experts and search for them? How many do you think are out
there?
I
think the most surprising thing for me that came out of these specials is how many scientists really believe. Some of the brightest minds on the planet really now are coming to a consensus that there probably is life out in the universe somewhere. You know, 20 years ago, I think we thought that planets like Earth, which have an atmosphere, which have a certain amount of gravity, which are a certain distance from a star, I think we thought that planets like ours were very rare. And I think the thing that we're learning more and more is that planets like Earth may be very common. Now, that doesn't mean there's going to be life on all of them, but I think scientists are now starting to get to the point where they're realizing that it would be weirder if there was no life in the universe than if there was.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't have thought about that as well. And you're uncovering things. Are you a believer after shooting these without watching it?
I came out the other side of this believing that there's life in the universe. I think I went into it open-minded, kind of hoping that I would believe that, because, again, I love the subject material. And having met with these scientists, having met with these astronomers around the world, I certainly am in the camp of people now who believes that there's life out there. Now, the second question, has that life visited Earth? Has it been here? Are there UFOs flying around above us? That's a much harder question. And it's one that I was much more skeptical about. I have to say that we met a lot of people on this show that really gave me pause. You know, eyewitnesses who had incredible stories that I could not explain. So I'm left with a lot of questions myself, but there's some really amazing evidence in the show that really stopped me in my tracks, and so I'm excited for people to see that.
And you're also going to have a new audience of fans, Josh, because of people that are into extraterrestrials. There are lots of people who are fans of the Travel Channel, but people that might turn on the Travel Channel now because of their extraterrestrial interest, that's going to be an interesting thing, engaging with them social media-wise and different things throughout these four episodes.
For sure, and we're really excited about that too. You know, I mean, there is a really passionate audience for this, and there are people who have really strong opinions about this question, and so we're excited to have those folks watch the show. We're excited to hear their thoughts and excited to, you know, continue this conversation, because I think it is a really important and really cool conversation.
It definitely is a cool conversation. It's something that people have to think about in certain ways. What would you say your favorite place of traveling these four part series? What place did you enjoy the most in travel? Could you say there was
I think one of the most interesting places we went to was Zimbabwe in Africa. Oh, right. It's a country that I had not visited before. It's a beautiful country, incredible wildlife, incredible natural, places to visit there. Victoria Falls, absolutely stunning place there. So, you know, that was one of the, I think, most beautiful places that we visited, but it also was one of the most interesting parts of the trip, because we went to meet with a group of eyewitnesses there, students at a school who had a mass sighting where almost 100 kids saw the same thing. They saw some sort of unidentifiable craft at their school. You know, their story is incredibly compelling because it was witnessed by so many people. So, you know, hearing their testimony, getting these students together in a room, listening to what they have to say, was a really cool part of the trip, and it's actually kind of a spine-tingling moment on the show, so I'm excited for folks to see that, too.
Well, that sounds really, really cool to see that, and that people did have these sightings, and that in a lot of ways, Josh, you can't say that they're wrong about this. So that's the exciting part for this. So again, everyone needs to tune in. Expedition Unknown, Hunt for Extraterrestrials premieres Wednesday, October 4th at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then after it, there's something else going on as well, right? Not after the hour episode. Is that correct?
After each episode airs, there's a one-hour roundtable discussion. We've got our crew. We have a UFO expert, a really respected guy who's been writing about this for a long time. And it's kind of a one-hour roundtable discussion after each show where you're going to see answers to some of the evidence we collected, exclusive footage, behind-the-scenes stuff, some bloopers, some arguments, you know, us kind of getting into this a little bit deeper. So it's a cool opportunity to take a deeper dive into each show.
Absolutely, and people can connect with Josh on your Instagram and Twitter. Where are the best places we can find you? Where can we go?
You can find me on you can find me on Twitter at Joshua Gates. You can find me on Instagram at Gatesygram, and you can find me on Facebook at Josh Gates Official.
All right, well,
or
good
official
talking,
Josh Gates.
Josh.
One of the two.
Yeah,
look me up.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I tell you, it's exciting. People definitely need to tune in. If they're UFO fans, they're travel fans, because you're going to educate them both on travel and also a search for extraterrestrials. So thanks again for calling and take care. Thanks again for taking the time, Josh.
Yeah, all the best. Thanks, man.
Take care. Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.